love this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
I don't care how early it is. How many days it seems like we've been away.
It can never be early enough. Wait, that's a lie. It can be.
Oh, Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Happy Tuesday. That's right. Feels like Monday.
But it's not. We have a great day planned, or at least I think so.
We do. We have a fantastic day planned. I'm excited.
I did New Music Tuesday.
You did, right there. If the music sucks, blame Mitch.
It's not going to.
No, it's not. I'm pretty excited. So, I got some stuff, though, that you haven't... New Disciple?
Yeah.
New Red? New Love and Death?
I'm feeling nauseated.
Yeah, we're not going to play any of those.
Oh, we're not?
No.
Okay.
I mean, why?
Because we're not going to... Right. It's like to tease the people who really want to hear it, but yeah. They'll never hear it again on the
right,
station,
exactly.
At least.
So, got sent a lot of stuff. I actually had one record guy send me an email saying, bro, could you please put on your music director hat? Here's some songs, okay? And I listened to him and I was like, right, this is why I never even respond to this guy. So I may just play all the songs he sent me today, just so listeners can tell
you really should.
How wonderful the artists are that he's sending me.
Do we know who he is and can we tag him on Facebook?
Yeah, but I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
I'm not that spiteful.
Oh, but I mean, I was just wanted to give some feedback. Constructive feedback. Anyway.
Right on.
Good morning.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, and if you got the day off for Memorial Day with pay, dude,
Ding.
Right there.
Whoa.
High five.
That's right. What'd you do for Memorial Day? Anything?
Yeah.
Anything fun?
Yeah. Got the house in order.
Hold on, let me ask you again. Anything fun?
Yeah, I played basketball with the boys in the backyard a little bit.
I played basketball too!
Nice.
I made the ball in the hoop like twice.
Yeah. You should come over because that's twice. All the boys want to do, like, ever. So, we got the backyard mapped out.
Hey, good. You're going to need that.
Yeah, so it looks like now we get to start, you know, laying some concrete and getting everything ready and grass and...
Oh, joy.
Yeah.
Oh, joy.
So, met our new friend that Chrissy was 50-50 about whether or not we wanted to let him hang out or murder him. There's a rabbit in our backyard.
Oh, please keep him.
Yeah, the boys want to, like, keep him.
Yeah.
Like, catch him
keep him
in the house.
Keep
like,
him.
Yeah, rabies.
Thumper.
Yeah, exactly.
So cute.
So my wife's complaining about how, oh, great, now he's going to eat all of the raspberries, and he's going to eat this, and he's going to do that. We should give him some carrots. So she gave him carrots. So
he doesn't feed. He's not hungry enough for the raspberries.
Ensuring that he's going to stick around.
No, because he'll be so full all the time that he won't eat the raspberries.
Yeah,
therefore, saving the raspberry plant.
So that was interesting. Met our new friend.
Bush.
Yeah. So he started digging holes in the backyard and, yep.
Well, good.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
So anyways, Memorial Day. If you got the day off with pay, apparently you're one of the lucky ones. A study by the Center for Economic and Policy Research shows that the United States, this is kind of surprising to me, the only developed country that does not guarantee its workers either paid vacation or holidays.
Oh, yeah. I went to the store yesterday early in the morning because I went to a barbecue, so it means I had to actually bring something.
Cool.
And I went to the store, and the cashier was, like, happy
mad?
That... Well, she was, like, happy that we had the day off,
right.
But they weren't going to give it to her off with pay, but it is time and a half for her, so she agreed to pay. She agreed to work because she said that the government is so stingy in what they give out as... holiday.
Yeah, but when I wasn't married and didn't care, I would work
every holiday.
High five.
Me
Christmas,
too.
Christmas, like, I didn't care.
Everything that was considered time and a half, I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's cash, bro,
I then spent because I have nothing to show for it.
What the heck did I do with that? Like, there was a time in my life, I'm not joking, when I was single, I had three jobs, no social life. Thousands of dollars in the bank with nothing to do with it. Where did it go?
Yeah.
I have no idea what I did with this money.
Nothing to show for it.
Yeah.
Let's just quit our jobs.
That's kind of counterproductive.
Oh. Well, I mean, we have nothing to show for it. I'm going to buy an RV and just tour the country. What are you going to do?
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, visit every single Major League Baseball stadium.
Oh, that doesn't sound amazing.
No, it sounds awesome.
I was thinking like the Grand Canyon, and I'd get one of those wheelchairs. Like, I went to the Grand Canyon, but they have the wheelchair because they can't walk to the Grand Canyon. Nope. Okay.
Wow. I thought I wanted to. Yeah, okay. So, anyways, European countries, I guess, establish legal rights to at least 20 days of vacation pay per year with legal requirements of 25 and even 30 in other countries. Australia and New Zealand both require employers to grant at least 20 vacation days per year. Canada and Japan, 10, but still required.
Mm-hmm.
The gap between paid time off in the U.S. and the rest of the world is even larger if you include legally mandated paid holidays where the U.S. offers zero.
Ooh.
Yeah, most of the rest of the world's rich countries offer at least 6 paid holidays per year.
I think it's because we're actually like $15 trillion in debt. I think that's why we don't get
why?
This.
Why? If they mandate it, it's not the government that pays that.
Oh, that's right.
Right, it'd be the businesses.
I was just trying to find an excuse.
Wow. Okay.
Maybe it's because we're $15 trillion in debt.
Right, that's gotta be it.
Yeah.
That's gotta be it.
I thought so.
So smart.
I know.
You. Coming up, we got breaking news. Don't forget 6:45 birthdays. If today is a birthday of a loved one, send us an email, studio@mystaticradio.com. We'll give a birthday shout out. If you give us a phone number early enough, we may call. I don't know. The last time that happened,
that
it was like this
sketch.
Weird.
And like, okay.
Almost felt like a prank call, and I was just kind of frustrated.
Yeah, so we might not do that. You can try anyway.
You could try.
Send us that phone number. And tell us their name. Like, if it's someone's birthday, tell us their name.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Gosh.
That'd be good.
Anyway.
Yeah. Sweet. Well, we're back. We're here. We're excited.
I'm so excited.
Gonna be a good day.
I am excited.
It's already Tuesday. It's New Music Tuesday.
Heck yeah.
Woo! Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. General Ghost, give me the waves. Now. It's actually just give me to the waves. Static Radio.
Oh.
Steve-O and Mitch.
That's confusing.
Good morning.
Hey. I was gonna say, that's confusing.
It is 6:22. Why is it so bright? Did you notice it? No, not in here. I mean, like, world.
I'm kind of freaking out because I wake up at, like, 4:30.
Right.
And the sun is, like, starting to shine through the mountains.
Right.
And I can see everything, and usually it's pitch black. And then I...
Right.
And then at, like, 5:15, I'm like, why is the sun out? Why are you out, sun?
Right.
And then I'm like, well, I guess that's just the world.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's really bright.
I have no idea why. Maybe it's because it's summer and this happens, or it's almost summer and this happens every year.
It's God's way of making people productive because in the summertime, most people are lazy and sleep in, and so he's making the sun come out earlier so that you get your butt out of bed and actually do something.
Right. Well, glad we answered that question.
It is Tuesday morning. Don't forget New Music Tuesday coming up at 8 o'clock. We premiere a lot of new music. In fact, we'll premiere yours if you send us your music. All you got to do, get to mystaticradio.com. There is a locals rules section, and you can submit MP3s there, and we'll play your stuff. And it gets judged by others.
Hey, it's exactly what everyone wants.
Yeah, we got a lot of new stuff coming up this morning that we will get to, and maybe something from you. So, submit your music, because locals rule around this place. So.
Well, there you go.
T-minus 6 minutes away from breaking news, and I'm sure you've got some doozies for us.
Oh, I do.
Okay.
Doozies.
Doozies. It's a real word. Why
is it
not?
Like a daisy?
No, doozies. Some real doozies. I'm old. All right, cool. Gallen Elms.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, Remember Me. Those guys are going to be in the state sometime.
Sometime soonish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Keep it locked to Static.
That's what I hear.
I'm hoping they come hang out with us for our birthday party.
That'd be cool.
Birthday party coming up Friday, June 14th with House of Heroes and Come Wind.
And you're invited.
Yeah, you are. You can get your tickets right now at mystaticradio.com. Tickets are only $15. Come hang out with us. It's going to be a blast. We're going to have pinatas. Come Wind will play. House of Heroes will throw down.
And
it's going to be a good time.
We will be there.
Yeah, well, I'll be there hanging out, enjoying the second birthday of Static Radio. So, yeah.
I'm excited.
Me too. Tickets available right now. Get them. MyStaticRadio.com. It is 6:35. It is Tuesday, which means it's time for Tues News Day.
Breaking news. Sorry.
Dude, every day. Really?
I freaked out.
Every day.
I did not know where you were going with it being 6:30. Every day, meaning...
Every day.
Meaning...
Every day. We do this every day.
Here's the thing, though.
Uh-huh.
We haven't really done this since last Thursday.
Okay. You didn't do it on Friday?
I don't remember doing it on Friday. I may have. Wow. However...
So I leave and just all... Everything that we've built just
downhill.
Goes right out the window.
Yeah, downhill.
Okay, good.
Yeah, can you start this over? I'm really,
really
sorry. I'm really sorry about it.
Stever.
Did I do
what
that?
Do you guys, what do you guys do when we're gone?
Did I do breaking news?
We did it Friday.
Okay. Yeah. I can't remember.
Thanks.
We did birthdays on Friday.
We did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stever did a great job.
Sam was here Friday.
Sam was here on Friday.
Well, I remember birthdays because I called in. Remember
how Celeste came in after a while.
You called in?
Yeah, we did birthdays together on Friday.
We did birthdays together on Friday?
Yeah, I called in. Wow.
It must have not been memorable.
Wow. Remember Tommy Chong? He was born on this day.
Who? Oh, Cheech and Chong!
19, yeah, and I was right, and Stever was off by a year because Google told me I was right, not
It's all
him.
Coming back.
Yeah.
It was memorable. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh, sure. Cool. Thanks, Stever. Yeah, he's gone too. Nobody cares.
Breaking news! A Florida woman who gave birth in a hospital parking lot is gaining national attention after the birth was immortalized by a photographer. Amy Beth Bennett, a photojournalist for the South Florida Sun Sentinel, and fellow photojournalist Joe Cavaretta welcomed their second child Friday morning on the sidewalk of the parking lot at the Boca Raton Regional Hospital, and the birth was photographed by Boca Raton baby photographer Emily Robinson. But, she says, Amy Beth and Joe were on their way to the hospital and were in the parking lot outside the hospital's entrance when the baby decided to arrive. Their midwife was meeting them at the hospital when Amy leaned on the building's pillars and announced, "The baby is coming out!" Joe ran for a wheelchair while the midwife held the baby's head. Seated in the chair, the photojournalist's second child quickly entered the world.
Wow.
Outside.
My cousin?
Mm-hmm.
Michelle?
Yeah?
That's her name, Michelle.
Right, not me.
Yeah, not you. She was born in a taxi.
That's really cool.
Yeah. It wasn't a taxi, it was a car. It was a car.
Whatever.
In like San Francisco.
It's a moving vehicle.
Like the Golden Gate Bridge.
That's so cool.
Unless that was a movie. I don't know. I think I'm mixing
it. It may have been like...
That may have been
the Coneheads.
Yeah,
or...
I can't remember. But it was crazy. Nonetheless.
Super crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
So I've heard.
Breaking news. A family in Sweden was amazed when they saw circus elephants. Especially...
Oh, Mike, is that it?
Especially since they were in their living room.
What?
The two Indian elephants escaped from a circus in the town of Varnamo and charged into the side of the family's home. The elephants eventually lumbered off and were caught.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Woo! Elephant! In the home!
Yeah.
Stand on the coffee table! Stand on the coffee table!
Woo!
I don't have a coffee table, actually. That's why. Yeah. We had circus animals. They came through.
I went to the zoo.
You did?
Again.
Oh, that's right. I saw it on Instagram. I was like, boring. So I stopped following you.
Did you really?
No.
Did you stop following me?
I almost did. I promise I did not stop following you.
I think,
did.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing about you unfollowing me.
Yeah.
You're trying to teach me a lesson.
It doesn't teach you anything.
But I don't care.
You don't even notice.
And then you inevitably start following me again because my profile is on private.
Yeah.
And you don't get to see the pictures.
Yeah.
Or know what's going on in my life at all, and I know you care.
Care so much.
You do. That's why you start following me again.
So much.
And you have to go through the embarrassment of having to ask to be my friend and me maybe possibly decline.
Please.
I would.
Please.
Next time I will decline you.
Decline. We should go backwards and do some breaking news again.
All right, cool.
Ready?
Breaking news. An argument between sisters erupted into a battle involving an iron, a pot, and a broomstick. In Florida, police say the battle began when one of the sisters took the other's bowl of rice.
What?
That's it.
That's the story.
Over rice. But I have another one.
They brought out what? An iron?
An iron,
a pot,
and a broomstick.
Wow. They weren't messing around.
No, they were serious.
Wow.
You do not steal her rice. That is important.
There's a pun in there somewhere. I'm going to have to try and find it. Rice.
Rice?
Rice.
Keep thinking. Here, I'm going to read the next story, and then I'm going to come back to this story and read it again, and you're going to have a pun, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay.
Ready for this story?
Sure.
Breaking news. Armed robbers who raided a Burger King restaurant in California. They burst into the fast food restaurant waving guns and demanding cash. But one member of the Burger King crew who slipped out of the back door to call the police saw the robber's car with the engine running and drove it around the corner out of sight. The robbers fled across a field and were picked up moments later by the police.
Wow.
Next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to come up with I don't know.
You don't have anything?
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Breaking news. An argument between sisters erupted into a battle involving an iron, a pot, and a broomstick. In Florida, police say the battle began when one of the sisters took the other's bowl of rice.
Whoa! No more Mr. Rice Guy! Huh? No more... Man, that's got crazy. I bet they had to call Miami Rice.
Oh.
Miami instead of Miami Vice. It's Miami Rice.
But they weren't in Miami.
No more Mr. Rice Guy. Hey! Oh, really? Come on. Those were good, especially since I literally just came up with them right now. You didn't give any time.
Fun Joke Friday joke's better than that.
Wow. Okay, well, I've been gone for a few days, so I gotta try and find my...
Right, no, I know. Rice? Rice?
Coming up, birthdays! Get your birthday shout-out in studio at mystaticradio.com. Canopy Climbers. It's not called Stuck.
Yeah.
Static Radio.
It's a good song.
Good morning! Stand by.
That's
something that's stuck in my throat.
Is it good now?
I think so. Test. Check. Check. It's mostly okay.
It's kind of like, okay, this reminds me, radio moment. This okay. Reminds me whenever I hear Peter in the other room, like,
yeah.
He does stuff like that too, but it's actually off
He
air.
Does like real warm-ups.
Yeah, he does like.
He's like, yeah.
For real. Like, yeah. He doesn't eat anything before yeah. He goes on air.
Right.
He has like warm drinks
mm-hmm.
So he can clear. He's for real about his voice.
Yeah, he's serious.
I need to become more serious.
That's his instrument, yo. That's like his, that's how he makes money.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I should probably start caring.
You should probably become more serious about this.
Nah, you know.
Okay.
It is Tuesday. It is 6:50. It is May 28th. Yeah.
It is time for birthdays.
It sure is. If you would like to get a birthday shout out, studio@mystaticradio.com. Stever.
Morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
It's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
Did you guys have a good weekend?
I did. I went to the zoo and I had a barbecue and I took pictures and it was
awesome.
That
sounds so relaxing.
Did the peacock attack you?
No, actually, okay, here's the thing about those peacocks. They're super annoying because they're really pretty, but from far away, it sounds like this crazy cat call. And so, like not an actual cat
yeah.
Meowing, not a cat. and so I spent about 15 minutes walking around the park trying to find the cat that was meowing so loud. It was a peacock.
Oh, okay.
It was awful.
I went to a couple movies over the weekend.
Oh, so did I. What movies did you go see?
I went to go see Star Trek Into Darkness.
Woo!
Again,
which means that you enjoyed it.
It's really funny.
Time.
We went to one theater up in the Northeast Heights, which was packed.
Wow. Right.
So we said later, and went downtown.
Yep.
Nobody.
No one.
And,
that theater's always
well, no,
like that.
Everyone that was down there was going to see Fast and Furious.
$122 million. So laugh at that.
That's so funny to me.
Booyah.
So we easily made it into
yeah.
Well, here's
our show.
Destroyed the competition.
Here's the thing, though. All those people down there went and saw it because they all drive those kind of cars.
Wow. Yep. Pretty
wow.
much,
all
yeah.
of them.
You could tell, you could just look at someone, like a profile who was
like,
going
gonna go see Fast
to see
and
Fast
and,
aren't
and Furious.
You?
Everyone yeah. went and saw it. $122 million.
Everyone yeah. went and saw
everyone.
It?
Everyone.
Yeah.
I
My
did
mom
not see it.
Said it was amazing.
She went and saw it?
No.
She's lying to me. Anyway, happy May 28th.
Yeah, happy May 28th.
Oh, wait, what other movies did you see?
I saw Les Miserables.
Me too! Yeah. I saw it again.
The Lobo Theater.
Yep.
Cinema Sunday.
Free 53. Yeah.
Stat, it was free and I still didn't go.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah. Time for birthdays.
Time for birthdays.
Okay.
It's the 148th day of 2013. There's only 217 birthdays. We should probably play something for PAX 217.
Yeah.
But only that many more days left until your party.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm kind of over my party.
But if you don't have it, I'm still showing up.
TV hostess from The View is having a birthday today.
Whoopi Goldberg.
She's the only one I know from that show.
Right.
Not true. You know someone else.
Barbara Walters.
You know someone else.
The girl who drinks every day on...
No, that's
on the Today Show.
Which is funny because that was on the TV in the background when I was...
She sometimes gets in trouble on The View for her conservative views.
Hasselbeck.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
There you
Elizabeth
go.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
It's her birthday.
Nice.
She is...
42.
47.
You guys are so mean.
No, she is not in her 30s.
She's 36. Oh,
really?
Gosh.
Yeah.
I don't even know what she looks like. I couldn't point her out in a lineup. I just assumed everybody on The View was old. I don't know.
All right, well.
Yeah, that's right. I just said 40s was old. Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry about him. He's going to have to apologize later.
It's okay.
No, no. That's okay. I'm not going to have to, but I will.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Well, on the midnight train to Georgia.
Yeah.
Patti LaBelle.
No, Patti had a birthday already this month.
Aretha Franklin.
No.
You know what I like Judy
about
Bloom.
You know what I like about this gal? She loves Jesus. I don't know if you knew that. Gladys Knight is a believer.
Gladys Knight.
And the Pips.
There they are, the Pips.
I couldn't even tell you how old she is. 74.
Wow. 62.
She's 69.
Ah!
She'd be very pleased with you, Steve-O.
Yeah. Except I didn't know her name, so.
That's not very...
Not as pleased.
Gladys Knight. What a class act.
Yeah. No, it's...
I just want to say
that. Definitely classy.
I'm glad that it's her birthday. Happy birthday, Gladys. Let's see. Singer, actress. She was in Moulin Rouge.
Nicole Kidman.
No.
Singer, actress.
Singer, actress.
J-Lo. Was J-Lo in Moulin Rouge?
Christina Aguilera.
Kylie Minogue.
Who is that?
You don't know who Kylie Minogue is?
No. Can I say something? Moulin Rouge is my favorite movie.
Just because you have a stupid tattoo doesn't mean it's your favorite movie.
Oh.
It changes.
Did she get a... Really?
Yeah, she has a Moulin
Rouge. My one tattoo.
Wow.
It's from Moulin Rouge.
Yeah. It's Ewan McGregor's face on her back.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Okay, so, it's Kylie's birthday.
Who the heck is that? Does she play...
She's 30.
The blonde.
No, she's 40. She's 40.
She's a blonde? Are you sure she's in Moulin Rouge?
Yes, dude. I mean, I'm not sure she's in Moulin Rouge.
She's 48.
No.
No?
Kylie Minogue is not that old. I was going to say, like, my age, but I'll say 40.
She's 45.
Oh, dang it. Kylie.
Right there.
I'll have to, now you're going on Google and cheating.
She is not in...
Go to IMDb, just because... Okay, let's press on.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. There she is.
Baseball.
Today is Ernie Banks' birthday. That was the most random baseball figure I could think of. Today is...
Oh! I'm a Green Fairy! Okay.
Come on!
I don't know.
Baseball! Think of one baseball player.
Yeah, beat the drum and hold the phone.
Sammy Sosa?
I think we could do this for a while and you wouldn't get it. It's John Fogerty's birthday today from CC.
Dude that's singing.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's not fair.
That's funny.
Yeah, it is.
That's funny because that's his actual song.
I see what you did there.
It's really funny.
Yeah, I could have picked something from CCR.
He's 62.
Oh, put me in, coach. No, right here.
Today.
Okay,
what was my guess, just now?
He was in Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yeah.
I said 64. I'm going to stick with 64.
68.
Did you just go on Google? Because he is 68.
I'm happy for you.
Are you? The king of the world! Back it up. Okay.
Okay, hold on. Can we backtrack?
Yeah.
Kylie Minogue is definitely in Moulin Rouge, and she's really, this is really sad. She's in the one song that is from my tattoo.
Yeah.
Yep.
Too bad I know more about the movie.
I know. Man.
Whatever.
You should have really thought about that before you got that tattoo.
I know. I should have.
Today is Frank
Michael
Sinatra's
Bublé's birthday.
Michael
Bublé.
This is Frank.
That's not Bubbles' birthday.
This is all Blue Eyes.
Yeah, but he's not alive.
This is, it's New York City's birthday.
A former politician from New York. Today is turning age.
Oh, cool. Today. Michael Bloomberg.
Oh, come on.
Former politician. Oh, it's Rudy's birthday.
It's Rudy's birthday.
I got to shake his hand.
Oh, cool.
Did you?
I really did. I'm not being funny. He was here with W one time.
W?
W. And he came out here, and we were waiting for hours and
was
hours.
Was that out at Eclipse?
That was out at, no, that was out at the convention center.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who
and
you
we got
talking
in there.
About.
Rudy Giuliani.
Yep. Cool.
Wow.
Shook his hand.
Cool.
And was stoked. In a city that and I said, you're the dude from SNL.
All right, so it's Rudy's birthday.
64.
67.
He's 69.
Dang it.
Yeah. You guys are, well, you're doing okay. Steve-O's got what? One so far today? Okay, this one, neither one of you will even get it. I just had to play this because everyone my age will remember.
Well, wait! Let me tell you about my best friend. It's Teddy Ruxpin's birthday. Teddy Ruxpin.
This guy played Eddie on The Courtship of Eddie's Father.
Nope.
No.
His name is Brandon Cruz.
Oh, Brandon Cruz.
Yeah, he was actually, he was in the Bad News Bears.
Yeah.
He was on some ABC afternoon or after school specials.
71.
Back in the 70s.
He's 71.
No. He was on TV specials in the 70s, probably as a kid.
He actually made an appearance on The Incredible Hulk with
Eric Bana?
No.
Like on the show.
Yeah, on the TV show with the actor who played Bill Bixby, who played his dad on Eddie of The Courtship of Eddie's Father.
71.
No, dude. Was he a kid?
Yeah, he's a kid actor.
He was a kid actor in the 70s.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
47.
51.
No!
Oh! That's not fair. You said, like, way older.
We're tied.
But really, that's mine.
No.
Because
no,
you were guessing, like,
yours.
You were guessing, like,
no,
70s.
That is not yours, because you still guessed the wrong age, and I'm 51. Right. Thank you.
All right. It's inanimate objects.
Oh,
yes.
So we,
high five.
We ended tied.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, no, we're not doing that. Hold on. It's not a birthday. It's an inanimate object. Okay.
Loveliness of Paris. It's
Paris,
the Eiffel Tower's birthday. It's the Statue of Liberty's birthday. Because those French people
it's
gave
the
it.
On this date in 1937, President Franklin D. Roosevelt.
Right. FDR.
In Washington, D.C., he pushed a button to signal the start of vehicle traffic over this span.
It's France. He sent France.
No.
So it was San Francisco. Left my heart. In San Francisco. In San Francisco. The FDR rode the first
what did Mitch
trolley.
Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah, he rode the first trolley.
Stop it.
On the Golden Gate
The Golden Gate,
Gate
Bridge in San Francisco was officially opened by President Franklin.
And it was he was on a trolley.
He was
But
not.
He was in Washington, D.C.
Trolleys are not
Prove me
French.
Wrong.
Okay,
FDR,
fine.
He rode a trolley. where the French fry was invented at the same time, because he didn't have time to eat before the opening of the Golden Gate Bridge, and it was so long, right, that he was on this trolley, and the French fry was invented.
Okay, one more pretty important event on this date in 1954.
Just guessing.
He's gonna tell us.
Yeah, you won't get it. I have no hints for you.
Give me a hint.
Okay, an important verbiage was added to
the dictionary.
Money. In God We Trust was put on the money.
You're close.
A pluribus unum.
President Dwight Eisenhower signed a law adding the words "under God."
Hey.
To the U.S. Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
That hasn't been around.
Come on, I was in the same wheelhouse.
You were, but I said Latin. Did you hear me? I just said Latin. That's
whatever.
On the penny. That's on the penny. All right?
So, we tied.
We tied.
We tied. Hey, congratulations, FDR. He made the he invented the Pledge of Allegiance on this day.
He did not.
And Dwight Eisenhower.
So, what do you take away from
opened
this?
Opened the New York Bridge.
Yep, there you go.
In San Francisco.
That's exactly.
The Brooklyn Bridge was opened in San Francisco.
Except that's not what
on
happened.
On this day. I'm learning so much. It's summertime. I shouldn't have to learn anything new. School's out. Right?
You want to know something really sad?
Huh?
Franklin D. Roosevelt was a president, and he joined San Franciscans. Siskins.
Uh huh.
Walking across.
He walked?
Walked. No trolley.
Oh.
No
trolley. Can't you smell it?
No trolley. Oh,
hey! All right, we'll take a quick break. That was weird.
Smell
coming
what?
Back, 7 o'clock hour. We're going to talk a little bit about vacations and cruise ships.
Ooh.
Did you see the news about the latest cruise incident this last weekend?
No, but I want to hear all about it.
Well, we were planning our vacation for summer, and I'm slowly trying to convince Chrissy that cruise ships are safe. Yeah, this weekend.
I love cruise ships.
Yeah, yeah, she's never been on one. So tell you all about that on the way back. It's
okay.
Exciting news. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Made it
21 Pilots, song called Migraine, which ironically enough is what Mitch is giving me right now.
Oh, I thought you were going, ding,
Steve-O and Mitch, good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Good morning.
I'm so happy.
Are you?
I keep wanting to say Monday, but it's not.
It's Tuesday.
So,
remember
yeah.
how we were totally not here yesterday?
Hope everyone enjoyed their Memorial Day weekend.
Which is really confusing to say when you keep thinking about it.
Yeah, well, I was already thrown off because I missed last Friday.
Yeah, I know. You had a four-day weekend.
Sort of, yeah. My poor wife and infant. He's not an infant anymore. He's 6 months old. Is
infant?
He still an infant?
He's still a baby, yeah.
When do they become not infants?
They become toddlers when they start walking.
Oh, because they're toddling around?
In a few months, he'll be a toddler.
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 Okay. Anyways, yeah, anyway. They were both taken ill. So Friday.
Are you doing better now?
I was sad I was not here.
I know.
Here's a lot easier.
I was sad you were not here either, because that means I wouldn't have received such weird pictures.
What?
From
oh.
You. Grosso.
I forgot I did that.
Yeah.
So about a month ago, your cat, I guess, got sick.
Yeah.
And horked all over your kitchen or wherever.
And I didn't want to clean it up, but I wanted someone else to feel my pain.
So you sent me, like, photos of...
The cat throw up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was awful. And I thought, someday... Something's gonna happen. And sure enough, last Friday, poor Brody.
No.
Dude, he was ill. So ill, in fact, that I couldn't change diapers fast enough. And there was poop explosions. So I thought, well, this is fitting.
So you got
I hope
out
you enjoyed
your
them.
Phone.
Yeah.
No, I was appalled. I felt violated.
You felt violated? I'm the one that got pooped on. Man!
That makes me so happy.
Are you kidding? Violated. So yeah, it was a long weekend. But thankfully they were better by Saturday.
Good.
So then we had, you know.
Then you had a good time.
Then we had a good time. Had people over this weekend. Yeah, had fun. I was excited. So we're talking about summertime. It is here. It's time to start planning it out. Got any summertime plans? Some folks had some really great Memorial Day plans that turned sad
when went awry.
Yeah, they were partying so hard on the Royal Caribbean that the roof literally did catch on fire.
Like, the roof. The roof is on fire. And then it caught fire.
And then it was.
Yeah.
And the irony of it is they're on a boat surrounded by water, but they couldn't put it out.
That's so funny.
Oh, so sad.
Like, why can't they just, like, siphon the ocean water?
Yeah, or just, like, are there, like, hydraulics that could just dip the butt, like, dip it back? Because the back half was what caught fire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Get out of the butt of the ship! And then they...
Exactly. That's all they had to do. Make an announcement.
Could you please leave the butt of the ship?
That's what you just said. Get out of the butt of the ship! Yeah.
Well, it'd be a little bit... It wouldn't be as, like, calm as what you just did.
Right.
It'd be like
right.
me.
Yeah, you don't know that. You're trying to... You want to keep a calm presence.
If you look to the rear of the ship, you will notice it...
On fire! Oh, the humanity! Yeah. And then people would have cried and screamed, and then... And then Titanic's music would have started playing, and people were freaking out. This is another reason why I'll never go on a cruise.
A dude on a violin shows up. Yeah. Like,
yeah. Yeah. So, summer plans. What you got? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We need some good ideas here.
Well, Nate says getting married.
Yeah!
That's no big deal, right?
That's pretty good.
That's cool.
That's pretty good.
That is actually really, really cool.
That's more than just a little bit of a deal right there. Getting married.
$1,000.
Have fun with that. Remodeling everything in your home an entire summer. Yeah, that's the summer right there. I don't like this.
No.
I want to move this.
No. It's not.
I don't like.
You want to know why
it's not? Whose couch are we keeping?
Because it's honeymoon.
Whose couch are we keeping? Please. All the wife stuff. That's what all the, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I moved in and I was like, where's the furniture?
Really?
Yeah. I didn't have anything.
You guys didn't have, like, furniture?
No. We had a bed.
Kelly didn't have furniture beforehand?
No. In fact, his parents felt so bad for us that they're like, you can have ours. Thank you. We need something to sit on.
Wow.
We had a bed and a dresser, which I brought into the thing. And he didn't have anything. He didn't even have a bed.
To this day, I'm very thankful that my wife had cooler furniture than me because, you know, I had like a futon.
He did have a futon. It was broken, but he had a futon.
Yeah, exactly. So all of the furniture that when me and Christy got married, all of the furniture was hers. Like, the bed, and then I'm like, oh, that's cute. There's like actual stuff that goes next to the bed, like a nightstand and all that. Yeah. Like, there was actually real stuff. Okay, there's like a bed frame. Like, okay, I like mattresses before. Yeah. You know what I mean? So,
well, what's crazy is that since then, we've gotten rid of everything.
Really?
We have like a couch and stuff,
right.
But the bed that we had, nope.
Yeah.
I'm just over it.
Right.
Done.
Yeah. 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. Static!
Hey, this is Nate Hook.
Hey!
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Thanks. Early, bro.
We've actually gone a little bit differently than, is this staying? Because neither of us had anything.
Ah,
there you go. See? It's
so
like, we need this.
Instead of that, she's been like, do you like this? And I'm like, yes. Do you like this? Yes.
Do you like this?
Yes. Can you hang this here? Okay.
Yep.
When are you guys getting married?
You are a brilliant man, Nate Hook. Brilliant man. That's all you got to do. I did that all this weekend for Memorial Day. It never ends. We've been married almost 11 years. Still doing that.
You just bought a house.
Yeah. Yeah, but this goes here. Okay. What about... Nope, this goes here. I learned long ago not to even, like,
would you mind
make
talking
suggestions.
To my husband?
I don't even make suggestions anymore. For color schemes, as if I know any color schemes. For anything. It's just, let her have
when
it.
When are you guys getting married?
August.
Yes.
Ooh.
Middle of August.
Nice.
Very cool. I can't wait to see the invitation. We're really excited. Me and Mitch are really excited.
I'll send it to the station.
Well, that was
sweet.
Forced invite. Thank you.
There you go. Love it. That's how it works. Right on, man.
Have a good one.
You too.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so I have 4 children, and I'm going to school, so I have, like, 0 money. So I got to find, like, all the ways to have, like, a vacation or money to go, like, fishing.
Right.
I can't make it to the lake. So We're going to go fishing on the river bank down or the ditch by our house.
Yeah.
It's just fishing. Okay. And so our work, my work, so I have a scholarship. So that's great. And they give Cliff tickets, but I have more kids. They only give us four. So my kids got Renaissance. So they got two tickets to Cliff. So we're going to try and make it to Cliff. Awesome. And, what else? We go to Santa Rosa where they have the old, what are they called? The old slides from the beach that they shut down.
Okay.
Summer. Yeah, you can go on those free until 4
really?
O'clock. I mean,
I want to do that.
Like the slides from the beach water park?
I have a scar from one of those.
They have lifeguards, but the water's nasty. It's like lake water. So, I mean, yeah. But, yes. I mean, it's the beach water, you know.
Yeah.
Cold slides. So, you know, it's not too far of a drive.
This is exactly what we needed. We need ideas right. like this.
Yeah.
Cheap ideas that are local, because I was talking to my wife this weekend about like Carlsbad Caverns and all the different places in
New
Mexico.
I've been trying to convince my husband I want to go there.
I just feel like my boys, my 9 and 7 year old boys would be like, boring. You know
what
I mean?
That'd be so much fun.
When I was a kid, that's what my mom did, all these things. She's like, hey, Billy the Kid Museum and all these crazy places in the middle of nowhere where there's nothing else to see. And I'm like, yeah, but can I bring my Game Boy?
I know. You know, I grew up 20 miles from the Billy Kid Museum and I have yet to be there.
Oh, you didn't miss a whole lot. I went there. I saw it.
I know.
I saw
it. I've been to the graveside.
Okay. There you go.
Did not miss anything. Yeah.
I just started belting out Bon Jovi at the grave.
My other plan is to get through the semester without strangling anyone, you know, because it's very stressful. So, yeah, and clean out the garage and have the kids actually do their chores.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I want to comment about the throwing up and stuff like that. You know your mother, and you want to keep things clean when you actually catch the throw up with your hands so you don't have to clean it up later.
Oh.
Or with your shirt.
I became motherly a long time ago.
Blah.
Catching up kids throw up with...
Gross, dude!
I did.
I know!
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
I have six kids, and I've been a mom for 22 years.
Wow.
You know.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Yeah. Oh. All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It is just before 8. We got New Music Tuesday coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We got to take a quick peek at traffic.
Construction work on Alameda between San Pedro and I-25. And there's that one. Lots of construction work. Two lanes are closed. Candelaria between I-25, University, and Carlisle. Median Landscaping, changing it up a bit. Still construction work. Southern at Eubank, and right lane is closed on Central at Louisiana. And an accident, Rio Bravo at Broadway, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Any grand summer plans? I would love to hear some rad, free local plans, because I need some ideas.
Free.
It's crazy.
Dude, that's
even
really
little
difficult.
Mini road trips, because it gets my in-laws.
Tres Ritos.
My in-laws this last weekend, they found some hot spring down by Silver City.
Ooh.
Refused to tell us the location. Not even being funny.
Because they wanted to go there by themselves,
and they were like, it wasn't that bad. It was beautiful. You could rent your own hot spring, but they won't tell us where it is. Yeah. A friend of theirs told them the location and took them there, because I guess you can't just find it, you know? And so, but they don't even allow children under the age of 12. It's like this remote, really.
Oh my God.
Yeah! I want to know! Static!
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, not planning anything too much fun this weekend, or this summer, I guess. My husband and I are actually building a new house.
That's awesome.
It's pretty exciting, but it means that I got to spend all summer renovating the old place to either sell or rent.
I can't. Okay. first world problem. You're like, I just can't believe my whole summer I'm going to be like renovating my old house because we're building like a new house.
And ma'am, I don't want you to feel bad about what you're saying right now, because he was just complaining about what he was doing this weekend.
I agree. No, but it's hilarious. The like, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, building a new house.
I understand, though. I do.
I love that.
We just had to sell it. We sold our old house, and that was a task.
Difficult. Oh, I know.
We didn't even have baseboards.
I know.
We had just finished putting in tile. We weren't planning on selling our house, and all of a sudden, you know, all this happened. But, yeah, so I know. I feel you. That's never, it's like chaos. It's never fun. But
if you're living in that house, it's so difficult to, like, make that house ready to sell or rent.
Yeah. Especially
exactly.
With children.
Yeah.
I spent the 3-day weekend replacing my kitchen cabinet.
See?
One of them wasn't ready on time, so I'm missing a cabinet. So I've got just stacks of dishes and Tupperware and stuff like that all over the place. I can't use anything in my house right now.
Stressful.
We've been in our new home for actually about 2 months. I think it's 2 months as of today. And we still have like some cardboard boxes, and we're still like getting pseudo like set in. But I promise you, once you're in your new house and you're like sitting on your couch going, it's totally worth it. Just think about that. The finish line.
Sounds great. I definitely hope
there
so.
There you go. Right on. Well, congratulations.
Enjoy.
That's awesome.
Enjoy
Thank
your summer.
Thank you. I also wanted to ask you, Steve, are your boys big on being outdoors?
They are.
Okay. A couple years ago, my husband and I spent a couple dollars at a bookstore.
Uh-huh.
We bought a book called 60 Hikes Within 60 Miles of Albuquerque.
Wow.
That's cool.
And it breaks it down completely. What's pet friendly that you can take a dog on? What's easy for kids? What the elevation changes are? And it's a great way to plan out, go out for a free hike somewhere, have a lot of fun.
Does it come with somebody who will take them on those hikes?
Why don't you do that?
No, you don't do that one.
Darn.
I'll take them. That sounds like fun.
There you go. Yay.
I really would.
Two problems in one solved.
Getting rid of
Thank
me?
Thank you so much.
Definitely. Have a good day, guys.
All right. You too.
I've been spending a lot of time outdoors. I've been to the zoo twice in like 3 weeks. And I love that place. I'm ready to go back.
Yeah?
And I spend like 6 hours walking around. I'm getting a great tan already.
All your photos were boring. Can I just be honest? All of the animals were just chilling. Like, not a single one of them was like, I want to go to a zoo and see the lion move.
Did you see? Okay, I didn't post a picture of the lion. Sir.
I want to see a lion move.
I saw the lion
just move.
Roar.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. And the polar bear was eating. It was jumping. It was diving. And don't even tell me that picture of the polar bear
Polar
was
bear
boring.
Looked cool.
That
I'll give you
awesome.
That. You're right. Right there. I'll give you that. The polar bear looked awesome.
The kangaroo was boring. I'm just saying.
I know. Kangaroo's just chilling.
Yeah.
Like everything else at the zoo. Because they're like, it's hot.
No.
And so they're all just kicking it. Every time I go,
okay.
The lion is sitting on Pride Rock.
He wasn't
just
even.
Like,
no,
sitting
he wasn't there.
There.
He was down to the
just
left.
Like, hey.
Oh, I have a story. Okay.
Oh.
Bengal tiger, right? So we're walking up to the bank. Okay. Backtrack. Gorillas. Gorilla. This has never happened before.
Uh-huh.
The gorilla is just like standing there. And Nick, you could tell he's being kind of like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Throws poop at everyone. I dodged it. He's like, this literally happened the first time.
Uh-huh.
Throws poop. No, don't even.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Bengal tiger.
Uh-huh.
Walking around.
Right.
Jumps, catches a duck in his mouth.
What?
The Bengal tiger caught a duck.
What?
And ate it in front of me.
Every time I go to the zoo, they're like bored to tears, like, hi, I'm an animal. I'm sitting here. This sucks.
The Bengal tiger caught a duck.
I have never seen anything cool like that.
And ate, I'm like, oh gosh, that's a duck. That was a duck. Like, that's a duck from, you never think that those ducks from the little pond lake thing out there are going to die. Oh, but that duck woke up and died that day. I could not believe it. I was so excited. I was so stoked for this moment.
You're not supposed to be excited for that.
It's a circle of life.
Wow. I've never seen anything cool like that.
It was like watching North America.
They're always bored to tears.
Planet Earth.
The koala bears, I'm pretty sure, are just fake.
Koala bear.
They don't even move.
Koala bear. Okay, so I'm there. The koala bear, it's one bear.
Right.
Bear.
Doesn't move.
Sleeping.
Yeah.
Except that this one time, the time before, mm-hmm. the thing woke up and started making the most demonic sounds I've ever heard. I'm like,
that's
okay.
That's because they're nocturnal.
Creepy.
They're not supposed to be awake when
Creepy.
The sun's up.
Yeah. Not okay.
They're like vampires. Like most of the animals at the zoo, apparently.
Anyway.
I'm telling you.
Bengal tiger, duck.
Static.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey.
Speaking of the zoo, I have a story for you.
Oh, sweet. I want to hear it.
Okay. So it was a Luke's field trip, and I wanted to go, so I got to go. And I skipped school, and... Same thing, we were at the Gorillas, and we started singing an annoying song to it, and it threw a rock at my leg.
What?
It really hit me.
Yes!
The Gorilla threw a rock and hit you?
Yes.
Why do you not tell me these stories at home?
I don't know.
You forgot.
Wow.
Maybe because you hate hearing about the zoo. Do you like the zoo?
Yes.
Do you like going? A lot?
Look at that. Would you like Michelle to take you to the zoo?
Yes.
Yeah!
I'll take you this weekend.
Oh, you guys are solving all my problems.
Only on a day whenever the animals move.
Yeah,
okay, I'll make sure that they're moving before I take
you, bro.
You.
They need to move.
Yes. They really do.
Well, if anything, you can sing an annoying song.
Yeah. Good job, Jack Jeter. Love you, kiddo.
Love you too, Daddy.
Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Jack Jeter, everybody.
My summertime plan?
Yeah.
Take everyone to the zoo.
You are taking my kids to the zoo. I'm so excited.
I definitely will. Love the zoo.
It's just getting better and better. Summertime plans, hit us up. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We also have New Music Tuesday. T-minus 4 minutes from now.
There you go.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Film ships on the ocean floor. Static Radio. Good morning. Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. It is 9:13, which means we should probably take care of some of this.
A little bit of that. There's two lanes closed on Candelaria between I-25 University and Carlisle. Road construction. The right lane is closed on Central at Louisiana. Median work landscaping. Southern at Eubank. And, of course, your normal construction work all over Unser. Unser and Sage. Unser and I-40. And probably more along Unser. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. I found a list. Good old lists. You know how I like lists.
Yeah, you like lists.
I really do. List of the things you should never, ever, 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 ever share on Facebook.
Okay.
Thankfully, I don't have this problem. This is like one of the reasons why I'm not on Facebook. Because of these lists.
I learned from other people what the heck. I just don't share anything on Facebook. Unfortunately, I have a Facebook
You
right
do.
Now.
You do. Chrissy this last weekend actually noted you on Facebook. Wait. Has she always been on Facebook? No, she's back. She got sucked back into the realm of Book de Face.
Of Book of the Face. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't post anything.
Really?
Like, anything that's posted is like a picture.
Yeah.
Probably not from me.
So basically, it's just a way to get your Instagram farther out.
No.
You don't?
They're not Instagram. My Instagram is not connected to my Facebook.
Oh, it's not?
At all.
Okay. Things you should never share on Facebook. Do you want to try and take a guess at any of these?
Yeah.
Did you see these?
No.
Okay.
The only one that I'm like, you should never share, any problems with your significant other.
Oh. Not on the list.
That should be on the list.
That should be
That's
on the list.
That's the most important.
Which is funny because complaints about your boss is on the list.
Okay, well, yeah, stupid, if you want to get fired.
Wow.
Like, I would never complain about you on Facebook. Never.
Thank you, so kind. You actually could, because I don't have a Facebook, so I would never see it.
Yeah, but your wife is my friend on Facebook.
Ah, right.
She'd be like, did you see what she said about you?
Yeah, it says, maybe you hate your job, or your boss is a jerk. But chances are your boss and or your coworkers have a Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
They can see what you're griping about. And obviously those gripes probably aren't going to reflect well on you.
Nope. Definitely not.
I agree that spousal.
Why would you do that?
Fights?
Because like, I'm like, oh my gosh, Kelly won't clean the dishes. Blah. And then he'll clean the dishes, but everyone else is just still so mad at him. And I've forgiven him. Everyone is mad at him for not cleaning the dishes.
Everyone.
But I have forgiven him.
Everyone.
So mad.
So mad.
So mad at him.
Number one on the list of things you should never share on Facebook. Your home address.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Your phone number.
Yeah.
Is that on the list?
That's actually not on the list. Should be on the list.
Okay. So my husband definitely had his phone number on his Facebook and he didn't know it. And then he started getting text messages from like kids at the youth group because he's pastor.
Oh, sweet.
Pastor,
yeah.
Pastor Kelly. And he is getting text messages from girls from the youth group. And he's like, love, I promise, I did not give her my phone number. I'm
wow.
Like, I believe you, but I bet
and
you...
And then you went on Facebook and said, I can't believe Kelly gave his phone number to
youth group girls, blah, blah, blah. And then people were like, wow.
And then they were just mad at Kelly forever.
Freaking out. Yeah, everyone was still mad at him.
Stop
no,
it.
No, I went to his Facebook. I'm like, that's because your phone number is just out for everyone to see.
Yep.
So that's where they got it.
Yeah, they say unless your profile is on complete lockdown and no one but your cats can see it, you should never put your home address on your profile.
True
ever.
That.
Here's the thing, though. Nowadays, people can just Google you. It's really...
Don't talk about that.
It's really, like, sickening.
I don't even want to talk about it because...
We moved. So we're...
I'm going to check.
We're still...
I'm going to check.
We're still at the past address, I believe.
I'm going to see.
I don't think we're available in this system. You should check, actually.
I'm going to... Oh, come on.
Number two. Things you should never, ever, ever put on Facebook. When you're going on vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Say,
well,
hey, bought tickets for a 5-day cruise. We're going to go on, yeah,
why?
These 5 days.
Why?
Really?
That's like something
why
exciting.
Why shouldn't you put that?
Yeah, it's
really?
Still at your other address. Good news. Still at your other address.
And my old home phone number from like years ago, which I had to get rid of because, no lie, I had a few listeners call my home phone number.
Oh, creepy.
Hey, so you were talking about this today, man. I really wanted to say this. I'm not joking. I had a couple people like call
my
home.
Did you just hang up on them?
I'm like, oh, cool.
Did you just hang up on them?
Thanks for the call. Oh, creeper. No, I did not. But I've seriously had that before. Yeah. Home phone number. Yeah. Static.
Weird.
Hey, Stuart, did you get your driver's license?
I have not gotten it renewed, no.
Because you could get in serious trouble with the law.
Yeah.
Get
yeah,
pulled over.
Serious trouble.
Definitely.
Serious, serious trouble. Wow. All right. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700. Things you should never put on Facebook. When you're going on vacation, here's why. Criminals, bro. Criminals are getting smarter and smarter, and apparently they can use search terms to dig into social media profiles to find out when people are going on vacation.
Ooh.
So if you put your home address... And you put when you're going on vacation, now they know exactly when your home's going to be vacant.
True. Okay.
Number
good
three,
point.
here's one. I'm glad we didn't do this. We got a new house, you know.
Uh-huh.
Hey, we want to show it off to our friends and people that don't live in Albuquerque, so we grab our iPhone and record a video in all the rooms.
Oh.
Hey, this is the layout of our house. Check it out.
Wow.
This is exactly what our house looks like on the inside. Here's where the windows are. Here's the easier windows to where you can break in this way. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yep. Layout of your house. Number one reason why? It allows any criminal to know the exact layout, so it's 100 times easier for them to get around once they break into your house.
Yep. That is really scary if you think about it.
Number four, things you should never share on Facebook. Stuff about your kids.
Yeah, because that is really sketchy.
Apparently, it says, you know, people love to share pics of the kids doing goofy things or when they accomplish something. However, Facebook is scary.
Well, on
you never know who's on
Facebook,
there.
Instagram, Twitter, you need to take your little where it can like map out where you are.
Yeah,
you need to take that off.
Oh yeah,
and
I'm telling you.
There's an actual thing on your phone, like if you have an iPhone, on your settings, not just on Instagram or Twitter, on your settings.
Well, it's yet another way that people can know if you're not home if you ever tag your location. Hey, I'm at the movies right now, right here. and be here for a few hours in case you were wanting to break into my home. Sweet, thanks.
Right now. Right now.
Static.
Hey, I just heard that your driver's license has expired.
No, he
moved.
You heard incorrectly.
He moved.
Okay. Well, I have a little secret that I'm going to share with just between the three of us.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone
totally,
else is
except,
listening.
You know, Trevor Live on the air.
Support your local sheriff's department. You know why?
Why?
When you support them, they send you a little sticker, and it says sheriff's department on it, and you stick it on the back of your car. And when the police pull you over several times, they see that little sticker, and they're like, oh, they're cool. They support me. I'm not going to give them a ticket.
Wow. Wow.
It's like your free ticket into the candy factory.
Wow.
And I just discovered that by accident.
If I ever decide to be a getaway driver in a bank robbery, I will totally support the sheriff's department first. Thank you so much.
They call every year. Send them $25 and they send you a sticker.
Oh, that's terrible.
I think
that's terrible.
I need to get my license.
I found out by accident. I'm telling you, it was an accident.
Okay.
He says, because it was the sheriff that pulled me over.
If you support Static Radio, we will totally give you a static decal, too.
Yeah.
It doesn't guarantee any leniency with the police.
Nope.
But, you know, but it helps. Static. Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, is this the MGA Healthcare in Mexico?
No.
MGA Healthcare in Mexico?
Yes. Where? I was giving you a number. Is this 505-338-3700?
It is. Hold on. Just one second.
Okay. Okay.
Hold on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Are we in Mexico?
Yes. No.
Are you going to speak Spanish?
Yes, of course I am.
Feliz Navidad. Right.
Yep. Okay, ready?
Hola.
Hola.
Hello?
Hola.
Hi, I'm looking for Dave.
Feliz Dave no está aquí.
Okay, thank you.
Gracias, mi amiga. Is it amiga? Okay.
Amiga.
Huh? Huh?
I'm really proud
Boom!
Of your Spanish skills with a Z. Skills.
Gracias.
Although you should let me take that one because here's the thing. I have to go to Mexico and I really needed to brush up.
Well, you should have taken it.
But you were so, like, amped about
it. Okay, ready? I'm going to help you. Hola.
Hola.
¿Cómo está?
¿Cómo está?
You can't repeat everything.
Oh.
We're trying to have a conversation.
Oh.
You're going to freak people out if you're in Mexico and you're just repeating everything they said. I asked you a question.
Well, how are you? Okay.
Hola.
Hola.
¿Cómo está?
Muy bien. ¿Y tú?
Sí. What did you say?
Very good. And you?
Oh. Muy bien.
Bueno.
Muy bueno.
Ah.
Ah.
¿Dónde está el baño?
En el biblioteca.
Sí.
I got nothing. That was my first language. My grandparents only spoke Spanish. I have forgotten everything.
Pero...
That's okay. A dog.
No. Perro is a dog. Pero is like their filler. It's like our pero...
Pero...
Pero... That's like their filler over theirs. However, bendiciones means blessing, so bendiciones.
Gracias. Bendiciones
hey,
to you too.
Speaking of piñatas.
Yeah.
And sombreros.
We're throwing a birthday party and we couldn't be more excited about it.
Woo!
Static Radio, we're going to be 2 years old.
Yeah.
We're throwing a birthday party coming up Friday, June 14th. At the Lobo Theater. You can get your tickets right now at mystaticradio.com.
Woo!
Yeah, get there, get your tickets. We're throwing a fiesta, and we'll have piñatas. That was Celeste's grand idea.
And we got them.
Yeah.
We have the piñatas.
It's going down. You just got to get your tickets right now. Mystaticradio.com. Come Wind and House of Heroes playing our Big Bad Birthday Party.
Yep, I'm so excited.
Get your tickets. We'll see you there. What is the biggest, I can't believe they posted that on Facebook, thing you've ever seen? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static! Maybe you see me on the evening news. Come Wind, song called Rend Your Heart. They will be here for our birthday bash.
Friday, June 14th at the Lobo Theater with...
House of Heroes?
House of Heroes.
Come Wind. Uh-huh. Us?
Yeah.
Pinatas?
And sombreros. Nope, no sombreros.
What more could you want? Oh. Actually, it'd be cool if Harrison Ford was there. I'd want that. That's what more I would want. Harrison Ford would be very
you
cool.
You posted a really confusing Instagram this weekend about him, and I was so confused.
This last weekend, the 25th, was the 30th anniversary of the release of Return of the Jedi.
Right.
How is that confusing?
I just... There's so much... But I didn't know about that movie.
Return of the Jedi?
Yeah.
It was fantastic. I was expecting an argument, actually, because I talked about how this is the single greatest Star Wars movie of all time, and I assume like people would be like...
A few people were like...
excuse me. Empire Strikes Back is the greatest Star Wars movie of all time, and here's why. But nobody did that.
No,
I even had, like, a rebuttal prepared.
Really?
Yeah.
You have it, like, typed up in your notes?
I really did. I had 10 reasons why Jedi was the best.
You should have just given those, like...
Nah.
Why?
Because. Someday.
Well, here's... Okay. In Jedi, that's when Harrison Ford is running and from that ball, right?
Yep.
The ball?
Yep. That's right.
Oh. And he's like, watch out!
That Chewbacca spit up. It was a fur ball that Chewbacca spit up.
That was like a fur ball?
It was like a big old hair ball.
And they don't get along, right?
Oh, yeah. Never.
They don't get along.
Ever.
And it was like attack of the furball from Chewbacca, and he was running, and then there was that arc thing.
And then they jumped on that big ship and sailed to Endor.
And then Gollum crawls up.
Yep.
From
out of
that cave that they're in, when there was like, and they're getting that arc thing.
Yeah.
Arc of the Covenant.
Yep.
They're getting that.
That's what they used to sail to Endor.
And when they opened it, Gollum reached in and grabbed whatever was in there. And then they all went to Mordor after they were at Endor. And threw the ring away.
The cousin of Endor, of course.
Hello?
Static.
Hi.
Hello? I thought this was the radio for a minute. I was hearing a lot of talking. This is Alicia with Tricore Client Services.
Okay.
And I'm calling out a problem on patient Patricia Riott.
Okay. This actually is a radio station
you're
calling.
God.
You're calling a morning show. You're on the air right now. Hi.
No.
No, you are.
You really are. True.
You called us live.
I'm not
even being funny.
Oh, you're kidding. I've got this phone number on a... Okay. Well, I better hang up. Thanks. Bye.
Okay.
Next.
I've had a couple, like, wrong numbers today.
Somebody's giving out... Somebody's playing jokes.
Speaking of wrong, everything you've said about Return of the Jedi. Two... Things you should never post on Facebook. Question was asked, what's the biggest, I can't believe they posted that on Facebook, thing you've ever seen? Read Thebes.
Thebes says, a friend had an infection in his foot that wasn't going away. He posted the cross-section view of the amputation immediately afterward. I suggest not eating a burrito when viewing.
That's crazy.
It.
Look at this.
Why would you do that?
Look.
Stop.
Look at that.
Stop.
Look
right
at
that.
That
is
Thieves
not
just
okay.
Look at that.
No.
Thieves just texted me a photo.
And I'm going to throw it.
Michelle, look.
Thieves. Are you
Michelle,
freaking
look at my
kidding
phone.
Me right now?
Look at my phone, Michelle.
Stop it.
Here, webcam.
Stop it.
Woo! Webcam!
No! Stop!
It's pretty good, right?
No.
Here, Celeste, come here.
No.
Come look.
Celeste, don't do it.
Look. Look at that photo. See that? That's a leg foot amputation?
Ugh.
That's a foot. Thank you, Celeste, for being a grown-up, sort of. And not super freaking out. I don't know. We're talking about things that people should just not post on Facebook. So the question was asked, what is the biggest, I can't believe they posted that on Facebook.
It looks like food.
And
yeah.
It looks like a steak. That's
disgusting. Deep says he does not suggest eating a burrito.
Yeah, he says a friend had an infection in his foot that wasn't going away, so he posted the cross-section view of the amputation immediately afterward.
Looks crazy.
Amputated.
Huh?
Did you not take anatomy in school?
Yes, she did.
No, I didn't.
You didn't go to school?
No, it wasn't required, so I didn't.
I can't hear anything out of this headset.
Ugh.
That's okay.
Yeah, nothing.
Okay, you know what?
Mm-mm.
I thought
That's
I could.
Okay.
Thought I could.
That's just as bad as cockroaches.
Can't.
That's
do it.
Not okay.
That's just as bad as cockroaches. That's a dude's amputated foot. Static.
Well, there, and happy Memorial Day weekend.
Hello, little one.
Well, it's over.
It's actually Tuesday. There's no more weekend.
Well, what zip code is this?
What zip code?
87109.
Right.
Well, I think I know I didn't dial. This is the static thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was inquiring about the weirdest thing on the Facebook page.
Right.
Well, what do you think? And really, I was more especially interested in the 10 reasons why the Jedi is the best.
Return of the Jedi?
Because
yes, I want your 10 reasons because I think that's fashionably more interesting than something disgusting.
because Samuel L. Jackson is in it.
Nope.
You only need one reason. There you go.
Because the Jedi's return.
Well, I want our 10. That's one plus. Thank you very much, but I wasn't speaking at you. Steve-O, can you please give me 10?
Did you just sass me?
Okay, here you go.
The Jedi's
return. 5 from Celeste, 5 from Michelle.
I don't even know what reasons, you're talking about.
10 reasons why Return of the Jedi is the greatest best. Star Wars.
Go.
Ready, go.
Okay, one, Return of the Jedi. Obviously, I just said it.
No, she's going to take all the free
The
answers.
Jedi's return.
Okay, number 2.
That's what I was going to say, because I don't know anything about the series.
Oh, and Mitch
at all.
Knows so much. Okay, Mitch, number 2.
The theme song.
Right.
Is the best.
He's playing in the background.
Number 3.
It's always good when people come back, because when they leave, it's sad, and they've returned, so it's like...
They've
know,
returned, it's wow. So it's like closure.
Uh-huh. Number 4.
Because,
Jedi... Well,
wow.
Because the Oompa Loompas aren't alone anymore because the Jedi's
have Ewoks.
Did we just movie jump?
No, the Ewoks. She's thinking of the Ewoks, little short things from Endor.
Is that the animal that he hides?
It's a forest moon of Endor, actually. Go ahead.
Oh, because of Endor.
Right.
Wait, hold on. Is that Lord of the Rings?
That's
Mordor.
Mordor.
Oh.
Mordor.
No.
How did I also say
Number five.
Well, this is the best... The best Star Wars movie because it actually highlights one very important star in the sky. Sirius. It's the biggest star in the sky.
Wow.
Like Harry Potter.
Uh-huh.
No. Right. That's how they got
Sirius
the movie
Black.
Harry Potter.
I really
Sirius
like
Sirius
that we
Black
connected
hole.
To
yeah,
all
Sirius
of these.
It was a serious black hole.
Yeah.
Right.
And so they highlight that very important star.
Right.
Which is actually the whole reason for Star Wars, and nobody
that's
knew
why
that.
They need it is so they could.
But you didn't find that. You didn't find that out until the Jedi's return.
I'm just trying
static.
To make connections.
Because Captain Kirk defeats the evil Khan.
Yeah. I love him. He's
there you go. That's why.
And this is the
thanks.
Best movie because it's it actually nice. Set up Benedict Cumberbatch being in the new Star Trek movie.
The guy
Benedict
that's the bad
Arnold?
Guy in the new...
I make really good Eggs Benedict.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we love Eggs Benedict.
Yeah.
There you go.
And that is why Star Wars... That's 5 reasons why Star Wars Return of the Jedi is the... Best movie.
Homemade
right.
hollandaise sauce.
Mmm.
Like,
unreal.
Okay. Juice.
30th anniversary of Return of the Jedi this last weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why I was excited.
Sorry, I was just coming in here to record you guys. You didn't have to throw me on a mic.
That's okay.
And
you know, Return of the Jedi, it's a big deal. I want to see why you guys love Return of the Jedi so much. Because it's obviously the second greatest, possibly the greatest movie of all time.
And because of that
You've
poster.
I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I saw it.
I don't know.
Yoda is in that movie. That's the one where Yoda eats it. Yeah.
Whoa, hold on. Yoda dies?
When 900-year-olds you become,
so how does
look
he
as
say?
Good, you will not. Yeah.
Does he's he 900 say it backwards?
100 years
what,
old
what were his last
in Return
words?
Of the Jedi. Luke.
I am your father.
Is another Skywalker.
Is a brother?
And Luke, it's this like realization, like what? And that's one of the real reasons, top 10 reasons, right there.
Wouldn't
there's
say
another
it, like,
Skywalker.
Skywalker, there is
who?
Another Luke.
No,
I thought that's how he talked.
Luke. But he's dying.
But hold on, Yoda's his father.
Is
no.
Yoda is his father. That is
but there's
the realization.
Another Skywalker.
That
and
is
he comes to find out. And, you know, everybody thinks, like, Empire because that's where Darth drops the big, like, bomb, like, dude, I'm here. Right? But he doesn't actually know until Jedi when Yoda tells him.
I have a question.
He is. What? Oh, no!
I have a question.
This is real!
I have a question. Huh. Is Yoda dying similar to the scene of Dobby dying in Harry Potter?
Way more intense than
they
Dobby.
They didn't even try to
Dobby
save
was just
him.
A house elf. I mean, nobody cared about him.
He was so much more than just a house elf.
Excuse me. Sorry, what did I say?
How dare you?
It's like they're not
just
even human.
A house elf?
Right. We're not
whoa,
human.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
that's
whoa,
a line
whoa,
from
whoa.
The book. Oh.
What? Yeah, what?
Just a house elf?
Yeah, just a house elf.
Just play some music. Just get this over with. I don't want to talk to you.
Hermione's Dobby is on the same level as the other guy that, like, tries to eat the ring at the end, and he gets thrown into the fire at the end of
Gollum.
Harry Potter. Yeah, that guy.
I love Lord of the Rings.
And Gollum had just come from Endor,
right.
Made it trekked all the way to Mordor.
Wait. Right. Yeah, Dobby.
So Endor was in Lord of the Rings,
right?
And
Dobby,
you said that in Star Wars.
Dobby was the second cousin of Gollum.
Gollum.
When they were human, remember in the movie when
they're
they were like fighting,
friends.
They were all
they're
friends.
Like and
so they started out like similar to Hobbits.
There's like a whole community of them, yeah, of like the B actors that are just kind of like the bit parts. Yeah, Dobby, E.T.
Really
actually,
E.T.
he was like the big brother. He was the first.
He's the one who paved the way for
really
Yoda.
Yeah,
for
he really did.
So are Tremors like their distant cousins?
Are who?
Tremors.
The Tremors.
Tremors.
With Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. I love bacon.
Wow.
Bacon.
And on that note, we're out.
Oh my gosh, it's already time.
Yeah. We'll see you guys again, manana. To some of the wonderful things you can expect throughout the summer. It's summertime.
It's summertime. And
living's easy. We're out. We'll see you guys again tomorrow. Adri's up next.
That's right.
Feel free to chime in on Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can catch Celeste this afternoon, 2 p.m. What do you got lined up?
Oh, I was going to talk about the weather. And so far, that's all I have planned.
Okay, good. All right. It's going to be fantastic. Check it out. 2 to 6 this afternoon. Celeste.
Hey.
We're out. We'll see you guys again, manana. Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.